Thank you, Mike. Thank you, musician. Thank you for the time of praise and worship. I think the songs just go in line, and even the word of God from the word of prophecy from Pastor Lily, it just go in line. Okay, I think God is speaking to our church as a whole. Okay, the word is covering. Okay, and also covering grace. I think I prepared this message. I finished it on Wednesday. So I believe that God wants to speak to us as a congregation. As a congregation. Okay, if you have a Bible, let's turn to Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. Okay, I just request that after this, don't go home. Okay, immediately after the service, you want to collect an offering for the EduAid kids. Okay, we want to raise 50,000 because we want to send the students to school, and we want them to have monthly, weekly allowances. Okay, I explained to you. I mean, Pastor Lily was ministering to a lot of people. For many of you, God is good to you, especially the old ones. God has really blessed your life, blessed your family. But there are also a lot of people that are suffering. They don't have money for weekly allowance. Do you know that? They don't have money for food even. I mean, Pastor Lily was sharing. They don't have money for food even. So we cannot just close one eyes and close our ears and pretend. So you will just raise 50,000, and I believe that you will help these students that they can go to school. That we can just, even the money we give them is just not a lot, but it is good enough, okay, for them to have some meal or some transportation. Okay, Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Then I'm going to read to you Psalms 104, verse 3. Okay, altogether just three verses. Three verses. Exodus 13, 21 to 22. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. Then Psalms 104 verse 3, He maketh the clouds His chariots. Okay, the clouds becomes His weapon. The cloud becomes His instrument. The cloud becomes His war armament. Okay, I'm going to title my sharing this morning, Cloud. Cloud. You know, cloud is a visible mass of tiny water droplets or ice crystal. Okay, suspended in the atmosphere. Okay, it forms, how does cloud comes about? Okay, maybe we have the picture. How does cloud comes about? It forms when warm or moist air rises. It just rises. They cools in the air, and they condense together around dust particles, and there they form the cloud in the sky. In everyday use, for example, the clouds covered the sun before the storms began. I think Philippines understand this definition better than any countries in the world. Okay, but frankly, I don't know why Manila, but the typhoon has been not that bad as before. Okay, but I don't know why Manila, because there's a lot of sin in Manila. Huh? I do not know why. Okay, but in the Philippines, you understand the definition better than any other country, because you have at least 26 typhoons a year. Okay, and lately, our sky has been covered with dark clouds. Am I correct? The Bible mentioned clouds many times, many, many times. Both literally, okay, part of nature. You go out, you see the cloud. Every day. You know, we brought our daughter, our granddaughter, to a fishing port. And I was carrying her, and she was looking at the sky, and she said, where are the stars? No stars. Then I said, oh, the stars are there, but the cloud covered them. So the stars are behind the cloud. So the cloud is just the definition, it's part of nature. But also symbolically, clouds are signs of God's presence, God's guidance, and God's glory. Okay, if you see it properly in the Bible, signs of God's presence, The children of Israel, where the cloud was there, signs of God's guidance leading them, and signs of God's glory. When you see the cloud, you see the glory. You know, I remember that I was supposed to pick up a fella, colleague, at Ilolo Airport many years ago. That was when I was still part of my previous organization. And I was driving towards the airport. Are you with me, Pastor Lady? Okay, as we were driving towards Ilolo Airport, towards Kabatuan, I noticed that in front of me, maybe you have a picture there. It was something like that. Do you have that cloud? There was these foreboding clouds. It was something like that. It was really, really something like that. Okay, I was driving towards the airport, to the airport towards Kabatuan. I saw this approaching very dark, thick clouds. And the word that came to my mind at that time when I was inside the car was foreboding cloud. It was ominous. True enough, it was the Spirit of God warning me of a great coming storm that will impact my life, and impact my life, it did. It did. But the interesting thing is that when I saw the cloud and my colleague that was coming, the plane couldn't land. The plane has to be turned back. I cannot remember whether it is Bacolod City or Cebu City. It had to be turned back. Another symbol that God was telling me, that whatever foreboding clouds that will come into my life will be turned away. And it's proven true. It was proven true. We suffered greatly. That came upon the storms that came upon us, but we did not expire. We did not give up. That came upon Pastor Lee and myself and this church in 2012. And a foreboding cloud was turned away, like the plane was turned away. And cloud, God was in that cloud, protecting and guiding this church. Protecting, I like the prophecy of Pastor Lily just now about the wings of this church, protecting and guiding this church. I explain a little bit later. Cloud, that misty covering that often falls upon God's people, is not a block. Please, don't take it as a block in God's handwriting. With Jesus, cloud comes as a part of His train of glory. Clouds are not really our enemy. They do not hide. Seemingly, it hides God's face, but they do not hide His face. Once you understand that clouds are instruments, the clouds, they are there. Even the cloud that I saw at Kabatuan Airport, you understand that they are instruments of divine love. Very hard to understand, right? Instruments of divine love, they should not be feared at all. You will never understand your woes in life, your trials in life, your challenges in life. Right now, many of you are going through challenges in life and suffering until they understand the meaning of holy clouds. It is true, Christ will return at the end of age in the cloud of glory. We have this picture also. Christ coming in this cloud of glory. Do we have? Oh, they are not coming out. But He's also coming with us, to us, with clouds throughout our journey here on earth. Yeah. Christ is coming with the clouds of glory at the end. But today, Christ is with us in the cloud throughout our journey here on earth. When you invite Christ into your life to meet your needs, He comes with clouds. The clouds are chariots of His divine blessing. Psalms 104 verse 3 says, He cometh, He maketh the cloud His chariots. The cloud became His chariots. The cloud became His armament. The cloud becomes His weapon. The cloud becomes His army. Today, clouds may be hanging over your head right now. At this very moment, it's not some cold, foreboding mist of wrath. We are so afraid of these clouds of our life. We almost attribute them to storms. But in reality, they can become pillows of peace and comfort. Yes, they can become peace, pillows of peace and comfort. When our Lord comes with cloud, He comes to lead, to reveal himself, to provide a protective covering. I see the word covering for his people. Let me prove to you from the scripture that clouds, no matter how dark, challenges, no matter how difficult, may appear to the human eye, they are habitations of Christ, of the Christ of glory. When you know that He is in your cloud, He's in your woes, He's in your storms, He's in your suffering, He's in your challenges that you are facing right now, you can rest in quiet confidence knowing that He is at work. Let's look at a few points. Number one, the cloud in your life is a sign of God's faithfulness. Exodus 13:21-22 says this: by day the Lord went ahead of them in the pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, by night in the pillar of fire to give them light. He took not away. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Then Genesis 9:14 says, The rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. The rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. You know, in February 4, 2023, more than 2 years ago, we gathered a great number of us to have our prayer and praise at Itubele. Can you remember that? On that day, we saw double rainbows. Okay, I show you a video. I took these two pictures when we were in Itubele.
To be praised, praise Him, Lord, praise for your servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Okay, then when we were there, there was a lot of picture, okay. Actually, I just want to thank Joel, okay. It was he that brought us, introduced this place to us. Okay, but we saw the rainbow. Can you see the rainbow at the end? You see the picture? You can see the rainbow there? There was a double rainbow. We saw double rainbow. Is it a coincidence when we were there? No. We forgot. In our life, we always forget. But God remembered. And God sent the double rainbow. God sent the rainbow in the cloud as an everlasting sign of His faithfulness. The rainbow has existed for 5,000 years. 5,000 years. It talks about the everlasting faithfulness of God in our life. Since Noah's time. Let us hear from God Himself concerning rainbows. In Genesis 9:16, He says this: and the bow shall be in the cloud of your life. And I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh that is upon earth. 5,000 years ago, God already planned and revealed it through the rainbow as a representation of foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. 5,000 years ago, He knew for our individual lives. And every time you see the rainbow, He's trying to tell you, He remembered the everlasting covenant between He and you through Jesus Christ. The seven colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, are not just natural phenomena. They are symbolic reflection of Jesus, who revealed Himself as light and grace, covering grace. The song, covering grace to humanity. I'll touch more on this later. The rainbow always comes as a bow, a dome, covering, a covering. The bow carries deep covenantal and symbolic significance. The bow, the dome, represents a covenantal covering. But you must be under that bow. Do you have a picture of the bow? Of the rainbow? Okay. It's a bow. You must be under that rainbow. It's a representation, okay? I'm not asking, okay, let's run to the rainbow and go under the covering of the rainbow. You will never reach there. But it is a meaning. It's a meaning. You must be under that bowl. You must be under that bowl. But every time when you go to any location and the rainbow appears before you, especially when you are a child of God, whatever you are going through, God is telling you that He remembers the deep covenantal promises to you. And He tells you that I am enough. God is enough. He can be trusted. 5,000 years has passed. The rainbow is still here. You represent the everlasting faithfulness of God. I do not care what people say. What God says is enough. What God says is enough. Concerning your life, concerning my life, concerning this church. When we intentionally went up to the mountain in Itubule, much nearer to God than in the valley of Ilolo, God knew and revealed Himself to this church through the rainbows of His deep covenantal promises to us as a church. I think the prophecy of Pastor Lily just go in line when he saw the wings, a covering for this church. It's God's visible promise of mercy after judgment. You know why there's a rainbow? It was mercy because of the judgment of the flood. Mercy because of the judgment of your sin. We were judged in 2012. But in 2023, 10 years later, at the two play, God said, I still remember you. And God is saying to you today, I still remember you. The rainbow represents grace, covering grace. After the wrath of your life, hope, after destruction of things in your life. Every time the rainbow appears, God remembers His covenant. Not that He forgets, but it reminds you of His enduring mercy towards you. I don't know what sins you have done. I don't know how far you have been away from God. I don't know your why are you so faithless in life. I don't know about your challenges. I don't know about your despairs. I don't know about your woes. I don't know about the pain that you're having. But God remembers His covenant with you. He remembers His covenant with you. Do you understand the meaning of God has that what God has actually promised to those who trusted Him? You know He's saying, when I see the cloud covering you, it reminds me that I have promised to keep you from destruction. Your trials will not destroy you. Listen. Choose to believe God than to fear the fear. Choose to believe God than to fear the challenges. Choose to trust God than to see the suffering and the pain and go into hopelessness. God said, fear not. No matter how dark it may seem, your King sits Lord of the flood. You do not have to remind me to be faithful. God is saying, when you see the rainbow, you do not have to remind. You know, there's a verse in the Bible says, even if you are faithless, I will remain faithful to you. Even if you are faithless now, God said, I will remain faithful to you. You do not have to remind me to be faithful. Your clouds, your woes, your trials, your sorrow, your disillusionment, these are the things that causes me to remember you. That's what God is trying to say. No, practically we hear of war clouds. Ukraine war, Israel-Hamas war, nearer to us, Cambodia and Thailand skirmishes, and even Philippines and China. Don't take it as lightly. Okay, you're going to play cool. How are you going to fight against 1.4? Million people, billion people. Okay, the Bible talks about a nation that will come with 20 million soldiers. How are you going to fight with all these people? So we hear of war clouds. Not only we hear of war clouds, personally, we have clouds of depression. Nobody knows what we are going through except ourselves. We have clouds of fear of the future. We have clouds of gloom. We are gloomy. But this description of the fearful clouds
are only from a carnal, you are using your carnal eye, you are using your five senses only. Please, don't use your five senses. Faith is the sixth sense.
Actually, the clouds are divine markers. You know, why do I say they are divine markers? They are there, the clouds are there, so that God can come and demonstrate His power.
God said, you have been set apart for me to take divine action for you. God said, I'm getting ready to reveal myself to you in a supernatural way because of your clouds. He said, what you see are clouds of woes. In reality, there will be clouds of deliverance that will come and deliver you.
We forget that God is at work bringing about a glorious miracle for our lives. You know, don't look at them. Look at God. Trust God. Trust God.
You know, David, King David was in the cave. It was very interesting. He was in the cave, hiding in the cave of Adullam. And the enemy of Saul was coming. The soldier, the army was coming towards him. Then not only that, then there was thunder, there was lightning, there was cloud, there was hailstone. And David was inside the cave. And he said, I'm really facing the enemy. How come all these clouds are coming? And he sang this song. He said, at the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed. That means the thick cloud passed the cave of Adullam. There was hailstones. There was coals of fire. Fire came down from heaven. There was thunder. The Lord thundered in the heavens. And the highest gave His voice. The voice was like the lightning. He shouted out lightnings and this comforted them. He delivered me from my strong enemy. You know what's the meaning? When David came out later, after all this, he was trembling. Okay, he was trembling. He was wondering what is all these storms about. He sat there trembling in the Adullam cave where we see the lightning strike, the boat strike, the hailstone coming, hurting towards earth, and the deafening thunder. One of the frightening things is thunder. You are so afraid. Even dogs are afraid of thunders. David said, what is all this? What is the meaning? Here I'm fighting a terrible enemy. Like you're saying, oh, I'm going through so much. Why is there a typhoon here? I'm fighting a terrible enemy. And I sit here hopeless under these fearful, scary clouds. But when the storm passed, not one enemy, when he came out of the cave Adullam, not one enemy was inside. God removed them all. God has sent the cloud, the thunders, the lightning and all to deliver him. So the cloud in your life is a sign of God's faithfulness. You know, I remember Typhoon Yolanda. That's the best example. Oh, the whole nation trembles. We are afraid. But then after the storm passed, anything happened to this church? No. The one tree, one stick, acacia tree has become a full blossom tree today. What happened? They become the cloud. That cloud of Yolanda became actually the clouds of deliverance. Financial deliverance. We become a magnet. God opened up showers of blessing from friends from Singapore, from Hong Kong, from churches in Singapore. There was financial deliverance. There was friendship with so many people that we do not know of. Cloud is a sign of the faithfulness of God. Number two, your cloud is a sign that God has answered your prayer for guidance. God has answered your prayer for guidance. Exodus 13:21 says, and the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of cloud to lead them in the way. Numbers 9:14 says, when the cloud lifted, the children of Israel set out. When the cloud lifted, they follow. The cloud moved. Hey, let's follow the cloud. The cloud in the Bible is one of the most beautiful pictures of God's guidance. Do you have a picture of that? Okay, that is the wilderness, the cloud. Then we have the pillar of fire. They were there in the night. You see the cloud. The cloud stay. They stay. Sometimes they stay for 1 year there. Yeah, sometimes they stay for 1 year. Sometimes they stay longer. But sometimes they stay for a few months. But when the cloud moves, the horns will blow. And Moses say, let's go. And they all pack up everything and just follow. Oh, the cloud is going here. Let's follow the cloud. Let's go this direction. Oh, the cloud is moving to the other direction. Let's move the direction. Did they perish? No. The children of Israel were alive until the end. And they went off and they become a big nation. Did they survive? Yes, they survived. How? Because they followed the cloud. They followed the cloud. When God delivered Israel from Egypt, He did not leave them to wander in the wilderness. When God delivered you from a life of sin, God did not leave you on your own. He gave you a visible sign of His presence and direction. A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Likewise, God today show us where and when to go. We do not have to guess the route. God Himself lead us visibly. He lead us visibly. Say, Pastor, how? I'll show you later. The Israel did not decide on their own schedule. Many of us, we decide on our own schedule. We plan our life. We plan our own life. They follow the movement of the cloud. The cloud movement signifies God's timing. If the cloud stayed, they stayed. If the cloud moved, they followed. It is learning obedience and patience through watching the cloud. The cloud is not just GPS. It was the manifest presence of God Himself with His people. Today, we don't have a literal cloud today. But we have the same God who guides us. You say, how, Pastor? How? I don't see the cloud. Through prayer, through the Holy Spirit, through peace. Through prayer, through the Word of God, through peace. You know, I remember that a sister came to Pastor Lily and said, God told me to go to work in Manila. We don't sense that she has to go. But she said, what can I say? What can we say? If you say, God told me, when you make this statement, Pastor Lily and I, we always shut up. We just shut up. Okay? Who are we to say that God did not tell you? Do not use the name of God in you get your way. Okay? Months later, we found out she lost her job. She lost her job. God told you and you are suffering. There was another sister. God told me to go to Davao to start a hotel with to help to become the supervisor of the hotel. The hotel never started. And the daughter said to her, the mommy, why did you bring me to Davao? Say that. Why did you bring me to Davao? We are doing so well in the little city and I enjoy my time in adventure. Oh, God told me. God told me. Very powerful statement. You know, Jen wanted to quit her job and find another job. Did the cloud move? Master Lily always say that. Did God tell you to move? Master Lily asked her. Because of the existing problem. She cannot give the answer. She just wants to move. Move ahead of the cloud. And when I tell her, she gets angry. She gets angry. It is very simple. When the decision has to be made, what did God say? What did God say? With this decision, does it affect your faithfulness to God? Does it affect your holiness to God? Does it affect your integrity as a person? Does it affect the biblical standard? Okay, there's something that you, there's job, some job you cannot go and work. You cannot go and work for Marlboro cigarette company. You cannot, am I correct? You cannot go and work for Tanduai company. You cannot. Hello? You don't agree? No, do you agree with me? You cannot, right? Biblical standard. Did you pray about it? Do you have the peace when you make that decision to move? Today, God still leads us through His presence in our heart. The Holy Spirit nudges us through conviction, through peace, through restlessness. God's word become a light. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light to my path. A lamp on my feet. Oh, I see the light, a light for my path. So today, when you feel uncertain about a decision, pause and pray until you sense peace. When you are unsure, don't move. Don't move when you are unsure. Maybe you are waiting for a job. Maybe you want to enter into a relationship. Your age is catching up. Anyone also good. Okay, fish, shrimp also good. You cannot get the big prawn. You want the fish also good. You want a breakthrough. But the cloud has not moved yet. Don't rush ahead. When the cloud moves, doors will open naturally. God is never late. God is always on time. God becomes your light. Sometimes His guidance, how does the guidance of God come to our life? In the cloud, a comforting word from the God, from the scripture. A sermon that speaks about your situation. A sense of calm when you pray. You know, in the early years, Pastor Lily, you think it's very easy for Pastor Lily and I to stay here for 40 years? You think it's very 40, okay? Pastor Lily struggled tremendously in the early years. And I think this statement she made hundreds of times, especially in the first 10 years of her life. She would ask me, "Dear, when are we going home? I want to go home." I cannot answer her. But every time when we come back from furlough from Singapore, and we go to Singapore, we have some problem in Singapore. It's very interesting. We have problems in Singapore. But when we touch down at the airport, in Ilolo Airport, she will say this, "A sense of peace overwhelmed my soul." She said that. She will say that. And I sense the peace. She may not like it, but God gave her the peace and said, "I want you to stay here." God said that. "I want you to stay here." Of course, I will concoct ideas. Okay, we will leave when we have 100 churches. Okay, when we finally reach the 100 churches, she forgot about it and she began to enjoy her ministries. And we stayed here for 40 years. We stayed. The cloud stayed. We stayed for 40 years. And after 40 years, God's word and circumstances told us that the cloud is moving. Good things began to take place in Singapore for our arrival. That is obedience. We have a comforting word from the Bible. We have a sense of calm and peace. No, I prepared this sermon on Wednesday. I finished the whole sermon on Wednesday. In the afternoon, Pastor Lily barged into my room and was with joy, she was saying, to a point of jumping. He said, "God has shown her the meaning of a dream." You see, she had a dream, and the dream was repeated many times in her life. And she said, in the dream, she saw repeated dreams, continual dreams, the emphasis that it will come to pass. She saw she was swimming in a very beautiful, clear, calm sea. And it was a very wide, beautiful beach. She saw these dreams a few times. She did not understand the dream, but the afternoon she came to my office and she said God interpreted the dreams for her. This was regarding our moving back to Singapore in 2026. Yeah, this was an overall prophetic message. The recurring dream is a divine assurance of what God has said. God is saying this to her. This is the meaning. You are safe now. The turmoil is over. Don't say that we don't have turmoil in the Philippines. I'm restoring your peace, your purity, and your freedom. You will live from my spirit, not fear. You will move gracefully in my presence and reflect my beauty. The dream marks a transition in your spiritual life. From survivor to rest. I say frankly, we survive here. From trauma to transformation. The Lord said to her, "You are healed enough to swim again. You are learning to enjoy my presence without fear. The waters are no longer for rescue. The waters are for renewal of your life." Guidance. I know that when we're having the cloud of terrible wilderness, trials, woes, gloom, despair, challenges, even in our mind, and friends and enemies, and even relatives, even our brothers and sisters will say to you, "If your God is so powerful, why are you not having sunshine all the time? Why are you suffering right now? Why are you having all these problems? What kind of God are you serving?" Very familiar, right? What kind of God are you serving? You're going through. You're going through right now. Why you don't have sunshine in your life? Why are you suffering right now? Why are you having this problem? You have a God, right? What kind of God you are serving? They never deliver you. God has good reason to store our cloud. To prove to you that if you run ahead, forget to wait for Him. He will be patient, wait until you come to your senses. At the end of your patience and willing to say, "God, I will wait in this wilderness forever, if that is your will. I will do it your way. I will not move until you give me the word." Many a times the clouds of our lives storm so that God can battle. You do not know behind the scene God is fighting against Satan. You do not know on your behalf. And he's saying, not an inch further, Satan. I will lead and protect that person. Get away and leave that person now. You are powerless against this child of mine, this daughter of mine. But you cannot see. Like Job was going through all the suffering, but God and Satan was contending. And God never gave an answer, but God was doing something on the behalf of Job. And God is doing something on your behalf. Number three, this is the song that goes in. The multicolored grace of God in the cloud. Genesis 9:14. The rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. Can I have the bright picture of this rainbow? The bright one. Okay. The rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. The rainbow's sevenfold colors symbolize the fullness of God's covenanted grace. There's such a thing as grace in your life. What you're going through, there's such a thing as grace. Pastor Lily shared on grace last week. I didn't know I had to share a little bit on grace. And I'm surprised that the song and Pastor Lily's prophecy, I believe that it's for this church, it's for the people in this church. Just as the rainbow appeared after the storm, Christ appeared after sin and judgment of your life. Maybe you're judged. Maybe there's sin in your life. God has judged you. But don't let anybody say that you are hopeless. There is no hope. There is no hope anymore. No. There's no such thing as no hope in the child of God's life. Christ appeared after sin and judgment. Why? You say, why? To bring peace. To bring promise. When you see the rainbow, you remember the seven colors. Red, His sacrifice. Orange, the fires, the Spirit's fire. Yellow, His glory and joy. Green, His life and renewal. Blue, His truth and faithfulness. Indigo, His wisdom and depth. Violet, His royalty and reign. Today, when you see the rainbow, they display the multi-colored grace of God. Which literally means many-colored grace of God. Let's go through this quickly. Red is the color of redemption. 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, purifies us from all sin. See, the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all sin. The covenant of the rainbow begins with the cross, where the blood was shed to wash away your sin. So you can come to the front, you can come to the altar, and let the grace of God, the blood of Jesus, wash away your sin. Yeah. Even if you kill someone. Right. Even you cheat people of money, you are Matthew tax collector. Or the guy and the tree, what's his name? Zacchaeus. That cheat people. Maybe you are a drug pusher. Maybe you have multiple partners. Maybe you have forgotten God many years ago. Orange is the fire of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:11, He will baptize you with fire, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's so important because it brings spiritual passion. It brings enduring power to go on with God. It brings a refining fire in your life. Fire purifies gold. So the Holy Spirit purifies our heart and ignites the zeal in our life. When you become a child of God, when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, there's such a zeal for God. There's such a passion for Jesus. There's such a love for God. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Yellow is the glory of God. The city shall not need the light, the sun or the moon, for the glory of God gives it life. Yellow represents the divine glory, bringing joy and faith. When you see yellow, you see Christ in His glory, and the glory brings joy, the glory brings peace, the glory brings faith. Then blue is the truth of heaven. Listen carefully. I'm finishing. Look at the sky. Go out and look at the sky. It is blue in color. There's such a thing as heaven. Blue is the truth of heaven. Green is renewal. When you go to the sea is either green or blue in color. Same thing. There's such a thing as heaven. The green, he talks about the renewal of your life. There's a mansion, the heaven. There's a heaven waiting for you. What does it profit you? You gain the whole world. You become a multi-millionaire, but you lose your soul. Because there is a heaven waiting for you. You know, Pastor Lydia and me, we say, we thank God that we don't have so much money because our reward in heaven is bigger. Thank God we don't have a condo. So our place in heaven will be bigger. Thank God that God just gives us enough. We don't have to be pauper, but we have enough. We have enough to dig well, but we do not have so much that we forget God. Why? Because there is a heaven. There's a mansion. You know Pastor James? Pastor James, his church. He goes to many other churches. And he saw, wow, the multicolored screen on the front of the, we don't have. And it costs $1 million, Singapore dollar, 40 million peso. Wow, he said, oh, yo, if only I could have this. Then God said, yeah, I can give it to you. I can give it to you. God said that to him. But your reward in heaven will be little. Do you want? No, no, no. Pastor James said, no, God, I don't want. I don't want. I don't want. Our suffering here is a light affliction. For the glory that is awaiting us in heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to God the Father except by me. So we know that Jesus, we have Jesus, and He has the way. He has prepared a way for us to go to heaven. Heaven is waiting for us, blue. When you see the rainbow, the blue tells you that heaven is waiting for you. When you see the sky, you know that it's blue, that heaven is waiting for you. Indigo is a depth of wisdom. It represents spiritual understanding. You know, we have spiritual understanding. The Bible said that the people of this world, they don't understand. They cannot fathom. But we have spiritual understanding. We understand what is life. We understand what comes about life. We understand the future. We have spiritual, deep spiritual understanding. And we have reverence for God. He endowed us with this tremendous deep understanding concerning the world, concerning people, concerning the future, even concerning God. Because of God, we can swim into deeper water and spiritual understanding. Violet is the royalty of God, Christ. The crown of thorns is replaced by the crown of glory. So red, His love saves. Orange, His spirit empowers you. Yellow, His glory shines. Green, His life renews. Blue, His truth steadies that there is a heaven. Indigo, His wisdom deepens in our life. Violet, the God reigns. The glory of Christ reigns. Okay, no army, no Putin. I want to tell you, no Putin will win. No Putin will win. I conclude. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was also under the cloud. He was in a cloud of transfiguration. Matthew 17:5 says, a bright cloud overshadowed them with a voice from the cloud said, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. The cloud was the same manifestation of God's presence seen throughout Scripture. That was a cloud. But then Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the cloud was hidden. Jesus was in agony and prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. The glory of God, the cloud of God was hidden from Him. No cloud. No cloud. No light. Only darkness. Deep darkness in the Garden of Gethsemane. And God was silent. God was silent throughout the whole process. Why? So that He has to go to the cross to die for your sin. You know, you learn to appreciate Christ. You learn to love Christ more and more when you see how much He sacrificed to die for your sin. Why? Because of us. Our sins. our failures, our depression, our sorrow, our pain, our sicknesses. He died for that. So that when Christ was resurrected, the cloud of glory returns to your life. So it is possible today to have Jesus, the cloud of glory, to be with us, protecting us, guiding us, and having His presence with us whenever we face in life. I want to tell you that this church, I think we try our best not to compromise. We try, we are not perfect, but every decision we make in the light of the understanding of the Word of God. So we try, and God knows that we try. God knows that our heart is not impure concerning this area in our life. And God said that my cloud will come upon this church and I will continue to guide this church. And I pray that Pastor Carlos will also live by the principle of the Bible when he leads this church into the next generation. And the cloud will stay with us. And the congregation will be protected, will be guided, and will be having the power of God. We're going to sing that song after us. Covered by grace. I don't want you to look at your gloom, your depression, your challenges. I don't want you to use your five senses. I want you to use the sense of faith. I want you to bring all these things, and I don't want you to look at these challenges, failure, gloom, discouragement, pain, sicknesses. I want you to come, and I want you to look at God. And they want you to come under the covering of God. The covering, the doom. The covering of the grace of God. The covering grace of God. And I want you to focus on God and let God perform a miracle for your life. God can cause a breakthrough in your life. God can. Nothing is impossible. Shall we all stand up? If God speaks to your heart and you believe that God spoke to you, you come. You come. And I don't want you to, I want you to, don't let the thing trouble you. Don't let your mind tell you about, oh, you do not know what I'm going through. No, don't look at all these things. Look into the eyes of faith. And come under the covering of God. And let God perform a miracle for your life.